Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
National Awkward Moments Day. We'll get to that in a moment. Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy their delicious seafood. Come in today for Popeyes Shrimp Tackle Box or their Flounder Fish Sandwich in Classic or Spicy. Get them before they're gone for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. National Awkward Moment Day. Do you have a most hated awkward moment, one that happens on a semi-regular basis? Anything that comes to mind when you hear that?
Oh, when you're going through a drive-thru and they say, enjoy your food, and you say, you too.
Yeah.
Or enjoy your movie, you too.
Or enjoy your flight. Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You as well. Dang it.
When you accidentally called a teacher mom. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I ever did that, but when other kids would do that, I would immediately feel that awkward pain.
I remember doing it one time. Mm-hmm. Second grade or first grade teacher. Mrs. Shoemaker. Not great.
Or when you're leaving class and you say, love you.
Oh, I mean, that's worse.
Well, I never had that happen because I grew up in a family that didn't say that.
Oh.
So, no problem.
Yeah.
Never had that mistake.
I'm laughing because it's sad.
I mean, we do now, but we didn't then. Yeah. Well, wow. And you're felt unloved, but there was no accidental I love yous because I also didn't leave the schoolroom in second grade and go, F off, because we didn't say that either.
It should have been hilarious.
Go F yourself. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just how my family says goodbye. All right, I'll give you a scenario. Maitland.
Yes.
Would you rather be gossiping about someone over text only to realize you then texted them the gossip about them?
That's the worst.
Or tell a joke in a meeting where you're meeting new people and no one gets it?
Oh, no.
The text one.
You'd rather do that?
Yeah, because I've done it before and survived. I couldn't survive.
You've never told a not funny joke?
I mean, I have, but I couldn't survive that second one. That's so awful.
This has to be a challenge. What? Next time we have a meeting.
Joke at the meeting?
Next time we have a meeting, like where all of us have to be in a meeting with other people, whether it's here at the radio station or a client or something, whoever loses the challenge has to tell a joke to start it off.
Like, does it have to be a like, hey, before we get going, I got a joke for you.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, even
oh
worse.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I couldn't tell you the last time I told a joke. Like, setup, punchline kind of stuff. Like, I don't think I've ever been one of those people.
Has to happen, and you have to stand up, like, in the room, too.
I think it could be as simple as just, oh, you're here to talk about roofing? I prefer roofies.
Yeah,
something
it could be.
Like that.
Yeah. By the way, at this point, if somebody...
That's so much worse than I thought it would be.
If somebody stands up and says, hey, before we get started, here's a joke, and then they start with a, three guys are... I'm assuming it's going to be racist, sexist, or something. Like, there's, I mean, not that everyone who tells a joke like that is going to is being awful, yeah. But if somebody did that in a meeting, I'd be like, oh, you're getting canceled.
I don't know who's supposed to be offended, the white guy, the black guy, or the Polack.
Right? But I'm already anxious.
Yeah. Mine happens more naturally anyway. Now, as I've gotten older, it happens in this room. I'll make a reference to something that nobody knows anymore because it's just too stupidly old. And you go, oh, man, if you knew what I was talking about, you'd have laughed at that. There was a girl I was dating a few years ago, and she was a bit younger than me. And I would make reference, and I go, God dang it, man. Like, it was such a bummer. This sucks.
Kayla normally.
Everything that I think is funny, you don't get.
Kayla's younger than me, but normally gets my older references just because her upbringing was so similar to mine. But one time I said, if you were older, you'd have gotten that. And her reply of, why don't you text it to your ex-wife and see if she writes LOL? That was not my favorite thing at all. But it did get me to stop saying that.
Perspective.
So, yes, perspective was very strong in that moment.
What a retort.
Yeah. That's strong.
High five to her. All right, Hot Wings.
Yes.
Now, this is now.
Okay, this is now.
Would you rather trip and fall while carrying drinks on the way into our Live at Night show Friday night.
Ooh.
In front of all of the people who are like lined up outside Troy Saving okay. Savings and Loan.
Full on fall.
Drinks hit the floor. People run over. Are you okay?
I'm less concerned about the drinks and more concerned about my body now. But yeah, okay.
I'm too old to fall.
Yeah, I don't want to fall.
You know, 40%
Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
Never get it right. Never. But I try hard. I mean, God, we're playing the same building as Air Supply.
We're going to be at Savings Bank and Troy Music.
Got all the words.
Troy nice. McClure Theater. or Hot Wings. Mm-hmm. Next time you go to your parents' house, you throw on a movie and you find out there's a sex scene in it. And it's just you and Barry and Barb.
I would much rather fall down at a show. I mean, people expect us to be dumb in some way anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
even now?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
God. Yeah, I'm doing that,
okay,
too.
Let's say that happens. I doubt you watch movies with your mom and dad when you go home because you want to visit and talk.
But yeah, let's say generally not.
You and the boys decided to stay overnight, and your boys end up going to bed or they're playing on their devices or whatever. And your mom's like, hey, let's watch Sliver or whatever.
9 and a half weeks.
Yeah, something.
Some 80s sex movie.
Yeah, 80s sex thriller, which I just read. The 80s sex thriller's making a comeback.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, right? Everybody loves those. Okay, but so a sex scene comes on. It's you and Barry and Barb, your mom and dad.
Yeah.
You're 52.
Yeah.
They're in their 80s.
My dad is 80. My mom's 76.
What do? Do you just all three of you pretend you don't see it still? Or do you
look at each other and go, well, this good night. And then I go downstairs into the room I stay in.
So and your parents think you're whacking it?
Yeah, definitely.
No.
Just like high school.
On the way downstairs.
Nope, we would all
don't
be awkward.
In the shower like the 70s.
No, we would all be awkward. But I would probably be the most awkward. And I would just go, all right, well, that's enough of this movie. Let's never talk about this again. Can I? That would be the end of it. Yeah, I don't know. I would much rather fall down.
Kelly?
Yes?
Would you rather, on National Awkward Moments Day, have someone ask you for money you didn't pay back and didn't remember borrowing, or forget someone's name that you just were introduced to and you made a big deal about meeting them?
Forget somebody's name.
You'd rather do that one?
Yeah. Because I don't love owing people money, period. I certainly don't love owing people money and being like, I don't remember borrowing money from you. I got too many trust issues for that. So, yeah, I'd rather meet somebody because it's really easy to say, will you remind me of your name again? I'm so sorry. We're over here chatting and you just said it. And then I could do what Maitland does from the House Bunny movie and be like, Maitland. Oh, yeah. So I can remember it. And then it's a funny moment.
Steve, would you rather have everyone realize that you were trying really hard to unlock a car that's not yours? Or laugh hysterically at a joke and realize that they weren't joking?
Oh, that's a bad feeling.
Yeah, I'm going with the car unlocking one. Because that I can at least self-deprecate my way out of it and be like, I'm an idiot. This isn't even my car.
Yeah, it's awkward for a moment.
Yeah.
But if you're like... if they're like, I have cancer, I'm riddled with it. And you're like,
I love that drop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Liam Neeson. They're like, no, seriously, I have cancer, I'm riddled with it.
I mean, it probably
wouldn't be that bad. Not that Steve goes around laughing at cancer.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how you live.
Don't pigeonhole me.
Tommy, would you rather lock yourself out of your own house with a 4-digit number?
Yeah, did you ever get back into your house yesterday?
Yeah, let's go.
Or have you just been living on the streets since then?
You have the same clothes on.
I braced for the door to open, and it did. And it did open. Thank goodness.
Tommy locked him. Okay. Tommy realized he locked himself out of his flop house yesterday, and he kept saying the combination for the door, and then we realized that what he meant was a 4-digit PIN code to get yourself in.
Oh, I should see if I had their numbers right here. I'll look real quick.
And then say them. Don't do this, because you're going to say the numbers. I know you. Yeah. You're a...
What's the other option?
Just don't look right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you to mutterbug your numbers out there and then get robbed.
I'll pay to get them tattooed on your arm.
Oh, this is a great decision.
I just use that as my pin for everything.
Yeah, you're going to live there forever.
I'll never forget.
Mate, would you rather make small talk with a cashier while they don't respond or walk into the men's room at the airport and not realize it until you're in a stall?
Oh, neither of those seem all that bad.
Okay, well, you can try both.
I think the cashier one would devastate me more, so I think I'd rather do the men's bathroom one. Just walk out and be like, oh, I can't read. You can be funny about it or be like, oh, I came in here to I don't know.
What is your big funny I'm in the men's room bit?
It would just probably be like.
You're red faced now thinking about it.
It would probably just be like, oh, I can't read, or, oh, yeah, I came in here to find a husband, and none of you are in.
So not my husband, but a husband.
No, none of you are him.
One of those great illiterate bits. Mm-hmm. Or I'm a desperate girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody ignoring you, that would be like crushing to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Especially if I was being chatty or trying to make small talk and they just are like, I couldn't do it.
Hotwings, would you rather respond to a question in public that someone wasn't asking you, but you thought they were? That seems possible, by the way, for you.
Oh, definitely. Well, I mean, that's not much different than when you wave back to somebody who's waving at somebody behind you.
Yes.
And you go, oh, Jesus. But like, that's really awkward.
It is.
Well, that sucks.
Or not knowing how to respond when someone sings happy birthday to you. Like, which is
not knowing how to respond.
Like, some people get really awkward in that moment.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, that one's
like
never
Steve opening presents.
Bothered me, so.
Well, like our boss Tommy, when me and our Tommy went in and awkwardly sung happy birthday to him last year.
Yeah, but yeah, that doesn't seem like something he would
that
enjoy
was
at
so
all.
So much fun, though.
He hated it. It was great, though.
He hated it. We sung it so slow. It took like 3 minutes to finish, and he just sat there and looked at us like, are you still doing this? And we're like, yeah, oh yeah, we're doing everything. We're doing the whole song. We're doing the fourth verse you've never heard of.
I mean, I have endured, you know, the birthday song at Chi Chi's when I was 11, and that sucked. That was embarrassing. I didn't like that. It was very awkward for me. But that was more embarrassing than awkward. Yeah, when that was still a thing. But I guess I'd still go with that one. I can overcome a birthday song easier than responding to a person who's not talking to me.
Okay, some of these scenarios are created by AI. So, Kelly, let me give this.
Okay.
What's the less embarrassing? Bumping into a mannequin and apologizing. Because that happens to people.
I've done it. I've done that.
Wait, you have?
Yeah, at a department store. Yeah. Oh, I definitely turn around. Oh, yeah,
they
definitely.
They come out of nowhere.
No, I haven't.
I absolutely have done that.
You've both bumped into a mannequin and said, oh, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, before I even look up, you bump into it and then you just see like a finger or something. You go, I'm sorry. And you go, Jesus Christ, it's a goddamn mannequin.
I'll fully look up, know that it's a mannequin, and say, sorry, friend. Yeah.
Do you still say ope like a good Midwesterner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you also say, sorry, I thought you were my husband, or whatever your other joke was?
Or, no.
Whatever your go-to. I'm illiterate. You're wood.
You have a gal?
I can't read, and I'm trying to find a man.
You don't have ears. Ew.
Kelly, so either walking into, which I now know is a very real scenario and I shouldn't have made fun of ChatGPT for, running into a mannequin and then apologizing, or responding out loud to a thought in your head.
Ooh, I think responding out loud to a thought in my head. I'm going through that right now because I just got a roommate and she moved in a couple weeks ago. And before, I could just walk around and talk to myself. And I don't know why, but when I talk to myself, I'm British and Australian sometimes. So I'll be like, oh, I've got to pee. And then I'm like, why did I say that out loud? This is so embarrassing. But my roommate matches my energy. She's like, don't forget to wipe.
She's
I'm like, all right, cool.
Thanks a lot, Long John Silver.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing? I will do that sometimes when I'm playing like a video game or whatever, if I'm into it. I'll be like, oh, yeah, great, great pass. Good job. Whatever you do, don't throw it into the post. You talking to me? No, I'm not.
Just me.
I am a big dumb animal. I resort to. It's my equivalent of I'm illiterate.
I can't read.
Next time I do it, and Kayla says, what are you doing? I'm going to go, I'm looking for a husband. Yeah. Kayla taught me this.
Their husband in here. Good night.